Success Systems presents an opportunity to change your life, starring you and your dreams. What do you want from life? Nothing is impossible. You have the power of choice because the doctor is in to write a prescription to cure what ails you. And now, here he is to make a house call for you, Raphael, the Doctor Love.
Hello and welcome to the next episode of the Dr. Love podcast. And today is day two of the 100-mile, 100-day challenge. I have completed my challenge for today. Did you? Today, I am going to discuss some of the things that I noticed while I was on the challenge and then kind of get into today's topic for the podcast. While I was out there walking today, I realized that you have that 15, 20 minutes, half hour, however long you decide to make it, of time where you're by yourself and you really have the chance to really feed your mind a little bit. One of the suggestions that I would make would be to get yourself an audiobook or something like that. So, because a lot of times we don't pay attention to feeding our minds and putting in good stuff because of all the negative things that are kind of being fed in on a regular basis. Those times that you're there walking, running, if you choose to, it really does a body good to get out, get some fresh air, some sunlight if you happen to get out during the day. I didn't happen to. I wound up going out later in the evening. And I really am happy that I'm celebrating that I got 2 days in a row. I'm going to celebrate when I get three. I'm going to celebrate when I get to 99. And I'm going to celebrate at 100 because it will be mission accomplished. And I hope that you join in and get the momentum going as well. On to today's topic is goals versus vision. I'm going to use the example today of the 100-day challenge. The goal for me for the 100-day challenge is completing the 100-day challenge. I will say that that is something that I want to really make sure that I accomplish in the long run. However, I realize that in the short term, there is something that I must focus on, and that's what's within my vision. Each day of the 100-day challenge, I have to make sure that my vision is not so much caught up in where I want to wind up at the end by getting through the 100-day challenge, but focus on getting up, putting my shoes on, putting on my sweatpants, getting into my workout mode, get my little headphones on and get my little iPhone ready, making sure that I develop that routine on a daily basis to just get one workout done. If I can get one workout done consistently, I know for a fact that I can repeat that. Then it's a matter of just building on the success of completing just one single workout. By doing that every day, it's been said that it's 21 days to build a habit. But if you can do that consistently for any part of 100 days, let alone do it for the whole 100 days, you will be in a completely different place physically, mentally. Because if you think about it, 15 minutes is equivalent to 25 hours of training opportunity for you if you're plugging in the right stuff during the time that you're doing the minimum 15, 20 minutes for your mile. In that time, it could take you from something that you had no familiarity with whatsoever to that of being an associate or being in control or having a level of mastery over some information that you didn't have exposure to at all. You take these podcasts, for example, and you take each lesson with you, you can get through a couple episodes of the podcast if you decide to re-listen to them again, or an audiobook, something that's going to give you some power as you get through each day. By doing this, it's a framework for you to build strength on a level that you may or may not have exposed yourself to at this point in time. So let's say you do the 25 hours of just 15 minutes. You really get your walk going and you get that 15 minutes in and you start doing 15-minute walking miles. Your heart rate is up. Your endurance goes up. Your strength goes up. Your time to get that mile done will actually go down. that would be awesome, because then you could actually get more miles in a shorter period of time, and you may actually get to 100 miles in less than 100 days because you're stronger, because you're better, because you're giving yourself the ability to show that you have that unlimited capacity that I know you have. Take today and give these simple thoughts some time to marinate, some time to resonate for you. And see you tomorrow on the next episode of the Dr. Love Show.
Thank you for listening to the Dr. Love Show. If you want more of the doctor, you can find him in iTunes at RaphaelLove.com. Be sure to give us feedback and let him know what you want to hear more about. He does this show for you. So if you like it, text a friend. And if you don't, let him know so he can fix it up. Here's to achieving all your dreams. The doctor is out.